This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Proposal presented for Speaker's election in the meeting of House of Representatives. Tourism Minister Sudan Kirati says government is serious about aviation safety and New Zealand Prime Minister to step down next month. Now the news in detail. Two separate proposals were presented in a session of the House of Representatives today in view of the Speaker's election taking place today. On behalf of the ruling alliance, CPNUML lawmaker Subhas Nengmang proposed the House elect Devraj Khemere, who is the candidate for the Speaker's post. He said the ruling alliance agreed to pick Khemere as the common candidate for the Speaker with the belief that he could play a role in the Parliament fairly. Similarly, on behalf of the opposition alliance, Nepali Congress General Secretary Biswaprakash Sharma proposed the House endorse the candidacy of Ishwari Devi Neupane and elect her to the post of Speaker. General Minister Sharma said that Neupane has been nominated for the post of Speaker on the basis of ability, merit and experience. Voting for the election for the Speaker will be taking place in a while. The main opposition, Nepali Congress, has demanded that the government issues a ruling relating to the Yeti Airlines aircraft crash in Pokhara on Sunday. Taking time in today's meeting of the House of Representatives, Nepali Chief Whip Ramesh Lekhak demanded so through the Speaker. He expected the government to deliver its view on the crash that killed all 72 people on board the plane. He said the government should put its view on the incident even by postponing the meeting's agenda, stating that the government cannot be apathetic toward the parliament. He, through the Speaker, asked it to issue a ruling on the matter. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Sudan Kirati has informed the House of Representatives about the incident in which an aircraft of 80 airlines flying to Pokhara from Kathmandu met an accident in Pokhara. In the House of Representatives meeting today, the Civil Aviation Minister said the aircraft with 72 people, including the crew members, met an accident and fell in the Sethi River Gorge near the Pokhara airport at 10:50 a.m. on January 15. He stated that so far the mortal remains of 71 people killed in the plane crash have been found and their post-mortem is being conducted in Pokhara and Kathmandu-based hospitals. He informed the government had formed an air crash investigation commission to find out the facts and truth about the accident and to make recommendations for preventing such incidents in the coming days. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda went to the Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital at Maharajganj and met with the families of the passengers who lost lives in the Yeti Airlines plane crash in Pokhara. Prime Minister Dahal took stock of the identification of the dead bodies on the occasion and directed to speed of the post-mortem, make it scientific and hand over the mortal remains to the families in a speedy manner. The Prime Minister's Secretariat stated that Prime Minister urged the hospital's officials to ask the government for the required help to complete the work of identification of the bodies promptly. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda has said the government would seriously take the expectations of Dr. Sanduk Ruid from this state. Prime Minister Dahal said this while congratulating senior ophthalmologist Ruid for receiving Bahrain's prestigious ISA Award. Prime Minister Dahal took to Twitter this morning to congratulate Dr. Ruid. Meanwhile, Dr. Ruid said he was closely observing how the government would take his recent achievement. In recognition of his contributions to human service through eye treatment, the Bahrain government had decided to present him with the ISA Award, bagging a cash prize of Rs. 130 million. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Jacinda Ardern has announced she will quit as New Zealand Prime Minister next month, saying she no longer has enough in the tank to lead. Ardern choked up as she detailed how 6 challenging years in the job had taken a toll. She will step down as Labour Party leader no later than 7 February. There will be a vote in the coming days to determine her replacement. New Zealand will hold a general election on 14th October. Ardern, 42, said she had taken time to consider her future over the summer break. Ardern became the youngest female head of government in the world when she was elected Prime Minister in 2017. She steered New Zealand through the COVID-19 pandemic and its ensuing recession, the Christchurch mosque shootings, and the White Island volcanic eruption. France President Emmanuel Macron's reform program faces a make-or-break moment as French unions stage a day of mass strikes and protests on Thursday against his plans to push back the age of retirement. A new bill due to go through Parliament will raise official age at which people can stop work from 62 to 64. Intercity and commuter train services are expected to be badly disrupted. Many schools and other public services will be shut. At Orly Airport in Paris, 1 in 5 flights has been cancelled. Large demonstrations drawing tens of thousands are expected in Paris and other cities where police will be out in force in case of violence from ultra-left Black Bloc infiltrators. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said there are no accidents at wartime after 14 people died in a helicopter crash in the capital Kiev. Ukraine has not claimed Russian involvement, but Zelensky told the World Economic Forum in Davos the tragedy was a consequence of the war. Interior Minister died alongside several colleagues. Zelensky also used his video address to urge allies to quickly send more weapons before new Russian offensives. The head of the NATO military alliance said at Davos on Wednesday that Ukraine could expect to receive more support, more advanced support, heavier weapons and more modern weapons. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said light rain with partial to general changes would occur across the country due to the influence of the westerly low pressure system. The mountainous belt, including that of Sudhir Pashchim and Karnali provinces, would witness partial to general changes, and the remaining areas would see partial changes and clear weather. Likewise, light rain is predicted in one or two places in the Sudhir Pashchim and Karnali provinces. Similarly, there is a chance of light snowfall in some places of high mountainous and hilly areas of Sudhir Pashchim, Karnali and Gondaki provinces, and one or two places in high mountainous and hilly areas of the remaining provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Proposal presented for Speaker's election in the meeting of the House of Representatives. Tourism Minister Sudhan Kirati says government is serious about aviation safety, and New Zealand Prime Minister to step down next month. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.